Yeah, we could put up a sign though. These pusses protected by Thursday night. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Simin Mem Hey Zimun 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 Zimun. Sif Ches Acha Bichzal Mozani after benching. Bevorach al Hakos. You make a bracha on the kos. Shabir Cholov. If you benched al Hakos, we saw when you should bench al Hakos. If you did, you make a bracha after you finish benching. Veshosa Shir Revias. You should drink a Revias, not just Rove Kos. In case the Kos is exactly a Revias, you shouldn't drink Rove Kos. You should make sure you drink a Revias, or else you'll have a question with Bichas, with the bracha Achrona. Why? Because there's a Sofek, how much you make a bracha Achrona on? By a liquid, by a wine, like Malo Lugma of a Revias. So if you're in the gray area zone, then it's not good. You don't know what, you can't make a bracha, but maybe you don't have a chuyuv to make a bracha. So therefore you should make sure to drink a revias. You say the same thing by Abdullah, right? You should make sure to drink a revias, so that you should make a bracha
chrona. Rav, I once saw that instead of making the bracha, they gave a little bit of kiddush to each person at the table.
No, we're not talking about kiddush.
No, I'm talking about for benching. They gave a little bit of wine, so each person, so he didn't have to say the bracha.
That's extremely questionable. It's not a good. It's not. If for some reason person benched a lakos and is not allowed to drink wine because of medical reasons, you know, a bracha lakos you're supposed to drink at least a malo lugmav. And once you drink a malo lugmav and it's not kiddush, then you have a bracha chrono problem. So you should drink already your revias. To split up the revias that has to be drunk amongst the Masubin is extremely questionable. I don't even know if you can do it for benching. You can do it for a Suda Kiddush, because they're all sitting down to make Kiddush and they're joining together. So you can join them together, because you're being Motsi them. Yeah, no, I'm talking about the idea of that you have to drink a Revias or a Rove Revias from Koshel Bracha. The idea of being mitzarif, all those who are listening, is first of all extremely b'di'evet. It's not really correct. Second of all, I wonder if at all you can do it by something like benching, where you're not really being motzi them in the kos. We are being motzi them, so then everybody drinks a little, and there's a hitstarfus. There's a something combining everybody. Here, you're not really being motzi them in the bracha over the kos. You're not doing, I don't know, maybe you are, but not really. So I don't see why everybody could join in. So it's not a, I mean, I could see someone thought of that as an Eitzah, but it's not really an Eitzah. Im Koso Shel HaMasubin Heim Pagumos, he's talking about that they're all going to drink. If they are going to drink, some had the minig. We don't have the minig today, the Mishnah Berurah says. But in the time of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, they had the minig that everybody drank a koshel bracha. Just like everybody drank like the Kiddush wine, everybody drank a koshel bracha. I mean, now also we give someone to drink from the koshel bracha. But he's saying there was a kos by each person, and you poured in a little. So their kosos were pagumos. Torah hamavarech litim mikoso matan toch koso shalohem. Achashabirch bar priagofen kodim shiyishtehu. You're going to be misake, that's called their pagima, by pouring in the wine into their kos. But then, of course, you have to pour the wine into their kos before you drink. Or else you've just made it pogum again. Kadesh yivarchu gamem al koso shenu pagumos. Okay, we don't have this minig at all that everybody makes al hakos. Chenim koso shalohem reikonos. Noson etochos ma'at mikoshel bracha. They're now allowed to drink v'lo yitam ach yitam ha'mavarech, because that's the din by every time one person is motzi others. They're not supposed to drink or eat till he eats or drinks first. Avlam yeshlem kosos v'fneyats v'n v'enam pagumos. That's if he's giving out to them a little wine. But if they all have a full cup of wine in front of them, So then they don't have to wait, and he doesn't have to pour into their kos, so they don't have to wait for him, and they can drink right away.
A
bracha achron is better if everybody says themselves. But if we saw already, if they don't know it by heart, or if they're not sure they know it by heart, then the minig became that one person makes it for everybody. But that's a general bracha achrona question. That really everybody should make their own bracha achrona. But you're afraid people don't know it, so one person makes for everybody. The tov emefshar shiyeh l'cholechet kos molei. Not only was the minig was everybody had in front of them a kos. Some had a kos of a revius. Now he's saying it should be even a kos mole. In other words, vicariously, everybody benched al hakos. That's what it boils down to. Siftes. Oh, he has an eitzah. Not your eitzah, but he says, mavarech ein eros alishtos. Let's say the person benching b'shem oifenish doesn't want to drink the wine. So he says he can give it to someone else to drink. He showed the yocholitin liyashachem, and I'm assuming shivach berpri agofen. V'yishtashir revias v'yavarech brach achrona. Someone else should drink and a revias and a brach achrona. But the yeh showed him that that's also improper, because the mevorech has to drink from the coast, not someone else. Dein roi lasus came. Eladavka mevorech bezimun hu yivorech ala coast. The person who led the benching should drink the coast. V'chein roi, v'chein nochon lasus. Sif yud. Shnayim shochlu biyachad. Mitzvah lohem levake shlishi. There's a mitzvah for them to look for a third person to join them. She instori v'morim lezimun, so that they could bench with Mezumin. It's very choshev to bench with Mezumin, to bench with Zimun, it's a choshev inyan, and therefore you should look for a third person in order to be able to do it. Let's say there's someone else in the house. You always see on the east side, people are looking for a tzenta, for a minyan. You ever see anyone outside looking for a third person for Zimun? Did you? Adrita. I guess it doesn't even mean to go outside or make a tasty. It means in your house. Now people assume it's too late, but usually it's not. If he'll eat something now, and you would eat something if it would be brought to you, so even though you finished the meal and he's eating, but if you would eat something now too, if they would bring you like a dessert or something like that, then it's fine. What?
Would you looking to bench?
Yeah, I'm just talking about forming the mezumen. Some people feel it's too late to form a mezumen. It's not called you ate together. So I'm speaking out. The din is, if you're ready to eat something now, so then it's called you ate together, and it's a proper zimun.
All I'm saying is that once you start looking for a zimun, that means you're finished, and you're not interested in eating anything else. You're looking to bench.
You're not interested, but you could. You would, theoretically. You didn't say Rabbo Simon benching. You know, you finished eating.
Let's look for a zimun. That's not the same thing as this bench.
Look, he's not talking necessarily that they finished eating. I'm speaking out. Even if they finished eating already, as long as they didn't, like you say, sing shermalos or wash mayim achronim, even if they finished eating, it's not too late. As long as, yeah.
Well, how many times are you ready to bench and your wife says, I forgot the dessert.
Yeah, if you would eat Elishimoyim of Vilmoy Day Zodova Kinuach Suda, if something would be brought for dessert, Hoyuichl. Oh, we forgot the 7-layer cake. Oh look, we just found some chocolate babka in the freezer. Okay, let's go. What?
There's always room for jello.
Right. You just found some of Moshe's marble cake in the freezer.
Oh, that's going to be very old.
What?
Only the third person you find has to eat.
Yeah.
Everyone has to eat also.
No, only they. You have to be capable of eating. So it's not called you finished a meal. So it's called you ate together. You have to be capable of eating some chocolate babka if they would bring it for dessert. Or applesauce.
Yeah.
Well, that's to form a minion. This is even the right. That's easier than forming a mezumin, but you're right. They come from dessert. Mitzvah lamb with serve as ashlishilazim and dinah sheitnu lekolo kazayas. He's going to eat a kazayas because he has to eat enough to make a bracha krona. She is chayav a bracha krona. The story from Moed. The yesh omrim. Now, what does he have to eat the third? People are always confused about this. Some say he has to eat bread also. Yesh omrim divina davka pas. The yesh omrim. Some say the sagi b'shor mine dogon. It's enough mizonos, a piece of cake, a kazayas we're talking about. The yesh omrim dafilu peros or yiroko sagi. Even bori nefashos is good. The yesh omrim o dafilu enu ochel lakshos or revius. He just drinks, not water, but he drinks something. Soda's probably water. It means, I don't know, coffee is not. Even though grada coffee is mostly water, but I assume coffee, I don't know. Maybe coffee is also water.
What drink?
Juice, apple juice, orange juice. It's styrofoam. Soda's water. Sweet water. V'chei noagin. Even mashke. Bavol bishel oyochel ala shosa. He's saying she'ochalnu. Because in Lashon of Hebrew, certainly in Lashon HaPsukim, ochalnu means drinking also. Shtiyah b'chlal achila. Drinking is included. U'lachar shesimu azonis hakol. He has to sit there. So again, to be a third, we paskin, the minig is, we paskin, even anything you eat. You have to eat a kazayas, you have to make a bracha achrona. But anything, even drinking, even mashke. And then you quiet till the mezamin finishes, till hazonas hakol, because that's really till where the bircha zimun goes to. And then you make your bracha achrona on what you ate or drank, whether it's alamichya or burin afashos. If the third one came after they washed Mayim Achronim, Shuvayna Mitztarifi Mayim, then it's too late. Taka. Okay, late. Yeah.
Does it matter if the third person?
What?
Does it matter if the third person is a Kohen? Let's say, he can still only have a drink, but he's going to leave the bench.
No, he won't leave the bench. If he didn't need bread, he can't leave the bench.
But he's a Kohen, so then he has to eat the bread, right?
No, if he doesn't want to eat bread, he won't leave the benching because he's not, because he can't. I assume soda's like water. But you can't drink sweet water either. What?
That would be diet soda.
You can, no, sweet. Nowadays, now everybody sells, like, it's not really sweet, it's flavored water. You buy different flavors.